Good morning. My name is Felicia, and I'll be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the NBPE Investor Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Peter Vanley. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the March 20th NBPE Investor Update Call. This is Peter Vanley, and I'm a Managing Director in the Private Equity Business here at Neuberger Berman. I'm joined today by my partner, John Boozer. You can find the presentation we will be using today on our website, www.nbprivateequitypartners.com. With that, I'd like to hand it over to John to begin. John?
Thank you, Peter, and thanks, everybody, for joining us today. If you have the presentation, we'll start at page one with an overview of Neuberger Berman. Neuberger Berman is an independent, stable, and a firm that's focused on the long term. We have more than 400 investment professionals out of our approximately 1,700 employees and over $193 billion of assets under management across equities, fixed income, and alternative asset investments. Very importantly, Neuberger Berman employees are aligned with our investors and our clients. First of all, the company is employee-controlled, and secondly, each senior Neuberger employee puts up to or more than 25% of their annual compensation in strategies alongside our clients. On page two, there's an overview of Neuberger Berman Private Equity Group. We are an integrated group that invests in co-investments, funds or primary funds, secondary investments, and direct investments. We've been doing this for over 25 years and have over $12 billion of commitments managed. Importantly, focused on private equity are over 170 dedicated professionals, and we have investing offices in the U.S., Europe, and Asia. NBPE benefits from the expertise and capabilities of the entire group of Neuberger Berman professionals focused on private equity. On page three, a quick overview of NBPE itself. The company was listed in July 2007 and is a closed-end investment company that invests in an actively managed portfolio of private equity investments. As we'll talk more about, these include direct co-investments, direct yielding investments, and funds. The current market cap of the company is approximately $344 million, and we have a NAV development, which we'll describe later, which outperforms listed private equity fund-to-funds peer group averages. We have two classes of shares that trade, our ordinary shares and our ZDP shares. The portfolio is valued as of February 29th at $588 million and consists of 68% in fund investments and 32% in direct co-investments. We take a tactical asset allocation approach, looking for the best opportunities in the market from time to time, and that leads our current portfolio with an exposure of approximately 35% to special situations and distress, and we'll talk about how we continue to tactically allocate and focus the portfolio of NBPE as we go through the presentation. We're also well-positioned, we believe, in the current market environment, with more than 64% of our NAV representing investments that we've made in 2008 or later. And we're very actively pursuing new investments, particularly direct co-investments and direct yielding investments, as we tactically allocate our portfolio. If you flip on to page four, we'll go through a few of the stats on this page. First of all, at a high level, you'll see that the NAV per share of NBPE increased by 6.3% in 2011. And during the first 2 months of 2012, there's been an additional 1.5% increase. Going through those stats, we won't hit them all, but if you look at the third line of the statistics, the total private equity fair value has increased just in the 2 months from December 2011 from $538 million to $588.3 million, and that's been because of our direct co-investing efforts during the first 2 months of 2012. So our private equity investment level is now at 107%, up from 99%. And then finally, at the bottom of the statistics, our net asset value per share has increased from $11.03 per share to $11.20 per share during the first 2 months of the year. We have strong cash flow continuing in the portfolio. In 2011, you'll see in the bullets at the bottom of page four, we had a private equity portfolio positive net cash flow of 37.9. This reflected $117.2 million of distributions That excludes the proceeds of the strategic asset sale, and we funded $79.3 million of new contributions for the net of $37.9 million. As you all will remember, in addition, we received during 2011 $64.2 million from the proceeds of our strategic asset sale. There's also been significant activity in 2012, as I just mentioned. We have capital calls and direct co-investments of approximately $47 million to date, and we've had distributions of $9 million as we've increased our private equity investment level. And you'll also see during February that private equity NAV increased due to a number of reasons of positive gains in the portfolio, both for realized unrealized gains on credit funds and unrealized gains on public securities being the largest increases. If you go on to page 5, you'll see a pie chart that gives you a good picture of how our capital is deployed by asset class and by style of investing. You'll see that the kind of the three things to point out on this page is 32% of our investments are in direct and co-investments, as we continue to emphasize that. 35%, as I mentioned earlier, is our exposure to special situations and distressed investment, which is mostly due to our tactical asset allocation in 2008, 9, and 10. And you'll see the largest category of investments right now, or class of investments, is the mid-cap buyout funds, which has 37% between direct investments or co-investments, and then also between fund investments and mid-cap buyout. On page 6, you'll see again the picture of the timing of our positioning of our portfolio. So you can see that from 2008, 9, and 10 and beyond, approximately 64% of our current NAV was invested during those years. And as you'll see in a chart in a little bit, the realizations in private equity tend to be in the less mature vintages, as general partners get out and try to cause their companies to improve over the short term and make exits in 3, 4, 5 years, and that's where a lot of liquidity will come from. So we're very happy to have a relatively young portfolio that's very well positioned with companies still in their growth mode under the direction of the general partners. Page 7 shows the changing tactical asset allocation. We won't walk you through all those pie charts, but if you go chart to chart, you'll see that our tactical asset allocations caused us to focus on particular styles of investments. If you look at the upper right-hand chart, in 2008 and 9, we deployed 61% of our deployment in special situations, consistent with our strategy. And if you look below that in the lower right-hand corner, you'll see in 2011, 2012, we've been investing in direct yielding investments and co-investments. You'll see 60% of the current fair value deployed in 2011 and 2012 was invested in that style of investing. So very active in making decisions around the portfolio as to where the best investment opportunities lie for NBPE. Page 8 shows our geographic asset allocation. You'll see it's 80% North America, 16% Europe, and 4% Asia, rest of the world. We expect the tactical exposure to North America will be maintained over time. Page 9 shows the recent portfolio activity. I've already alluded to the cash flow since the beginning of 2011 on a prior page. So you can see on the right-hand bar chart, 184.4, including the strategic asset sale proceeds coming in to the fund, and 126.8 of capital calls and direct co-investments made by NBPE during the period. So very strong positive cash flow. You'll also see to the right side of that bar, the weighted average age of distribution from the four categories of investments, direct co-investments, growth venture investments, special situations funds, and buyout funds. And again, you'll see what I mentioned earlier, that there's a relatively young age of those deals on average that are being realized. So you see as low as 2.5 and 2.9 years for our direct co-investments and our special situations, where we expect to have quicker investments being realized than in the other categories, but still, even in the venture and the buyout fund area, averages of just 5.2 and 4.0 years. We believe the age of our portfolio is a big plus for NBPE. Page 10 talks a little bit about our increasing allocations to direct co-investments and yielding investments. As I've said, we continue to increase and intend to continue to increase our allocation to direct co-investments and direct yielding investments. And we expect with these allocations that these types of investments will be a majority of the portfolio within 2 years. We've in implementing the strategy, you'll see that we have $250 million of capital already committed to executing this strategy, $200 million alongside other parts of our investing program in our NB Alternatives Direct Co-Investment Program, and $50 million in our NB Healthcare Credit Investment Program. Those are starting to deploy, as you'll see in a page or so. The platform generates, the NB Alternatives platform generates many opportunities for us to find opportunities to make the direct yielding investments in private companies, including mezzanine investments. So once again, MBP getting the benefit of the entire platform that Neuberger Berman brings to bear on alternatives. As I said, our current expectation is the majority of the portfolio will be direct co-investments and direct yielding investments within 2 years. And within this allocation, we think approximately 60% will be direct co-investments and 40% direct yielding investments based on current targets. Obviously, we'll make decisions as the market directs us to have the best portfolio out of the opportunities we generate. Page 11 talks about the recent activity in those two programs I just highlighted, where we're executing on the direct and the direct yielding investment strategy. So the NB Alternatives Direct Co-Investment Program, some of the hallmarks of that program is there's a focus on strategic minority investments rather than large syndicated transactions. We're very opportunistic. We don't just look for original acquisitions of companies, but we also will partner with general partners to fund add-ons, restructurings, and recapitalizations of companies. We have a bottom-up analysis on every investment, and as I showed on the previous chart where our co-investments have had very quick realizations, we look for or we try to examine what we believe are the early exit opportunities for investments as we make an assessment whether to participate in those. We have a very substantial deal flow with many deals, over 950, closely reviewed since 2005. NBPE committed $200 million to this program, as I mentioned earlier, to give us greater access to these deals to target transition our portfolio to a higher amount of direct and co-investments. The second half of the page talks about NB Healthcare Credit Investment Program. That program invests in royalty notes and junior financing backed by healthcare assets and or companies. On previous calls, we've described some of these transactions that program has generated, and there's a new one that's shown on the next page as well. As I said, we've committed $50 million to that program, and the intention of this is to increase the current yield of the existing portfolio, which may position the company to pay a dividend as we go forward. On page 12, you'll see a listing of the direct and yielding investments we've made since the beginning of 2011. We've committed $60 million to the nine buyout co-investments you see on the left half of the page, and we've committed $16.3 million to four new direct yielding investments you see on the right side of the page. Those have a weighted average yield to maturity of 15%. The new investments since we made our last call in the buyout and co-investment category you see at the bottom, American Dental Partners, which is a dental practice across the United States, and then Blue Coat, which is a hardware proxy. They work in web security and WAN optimization solutions to enterprises. Then on the right side in new direct yielding investments, the lower right-hand one, which is a new royalty note backed by the sale of medication and blood collection products. So those are three new investments we're very excited to have added in the portfolio recently. So with that, I'll turn it over to Peter.
Thanks, John. As you can see on page 13, we have a timely approach to valuations. For 29% of our portfolio, we receive monthly marks, which is the case for our credit funds, or we have publicly available information, which, of course, is the case for our public equities exposure. This provides us with up-to-date valuations for our portfolio. Most of our portfolio is valued as of December, with only 6% being older than December and being as of September. Turning to page 14, every 6 months we publish an analysis of our 50 largest underlying company exposures in our buyout portfolio. We do this to provide you, our investors, with insight into the operating performance and valuation metrics of our portfolio. Of these 50 largest exposures, 35 companies, which is approximately $103 million of fair value, or 19% of private equity fair value, are best measured by traditional enterprise value to EBITDA multiples. These companies are being held at 9.3 times EBITDA, have leverage of 4.4 times EBITDA, and grew their revenues by 16% in the last 12 months, and grew their EBITDA by by 24% in the last 12 months. The other 15 companies, which is approximately $61 million of fair value, are best measured by other metrics. Five are privately held financial institutions, which grew their book value by 9% over the last 12 months, and were valued at 1.27 times book. Four were power generation and utility companies, and six were publicly traded equities that had a 14% increase in their value during 2011. As you can see on page 15, we had revenue and EBITDA growth across all industry sectors, with the energy services and industrials areas showing the strongest growth. You can also see on this graph, with the triangles being the enterprise value of the EBITDA and the squares being the debt to EBITDA for the companies in each of the various industry sectors. You can see our special situations portfolio detail on page 16. Our special situations portfolio is composed of credit and distressed debt funds, as well as direct yielding investments. The special situations portfolio is about 37% of our total private equity fair value. 6% of our total private equity fair value is held in direct yielding investments, which have an average yield to maturity of approximately 15%. 74% of our special situations portfolio is in debt investments, either directly or indirectly, and 26% is in equity investments. On page 17, you can see a more detailed breakout of our largest special situations company exposures. In particular, please note the terms of our direct yielding investments. You can see those at the top of that table, and you can see it on a line item by line item basis, and you can see that the contractual yields that we're receiving on those individual positions are between 11 and 18%. NBPE has a very strong capital position, as you can see on page 18. We have unfunded commitments of approximately $311 million and total capital resources of $287 million. This results in NBPE having a 92% commitment coverage ratio. A key tenet of our management of NBPE has always been to maintain a strong capital structure for the company. Accordingly, NBPE is currently in discussions to amend its existing credit facility, including to extend the maturity of that facility. You can see the our share price and NAV development on page 19. You can see that NBPE's NAV has increased by 6.7% over the last 12 months. Unfortunately, our share price has not kept up with this NAV increase. While we're disappointed in this, we believe that this represents an opportunity for investors. It also, frankly, represents work that we need to be doing from our side to help improve the stock price. In terms of trading liquidity, you can see on page 20 that during 2011 and year-to-date 2012, NBPE's total trading volume was 9.7 million shares. Of this, 8.3 million shares were traded on exchange, either the Euronext or the LSE, and 1.4 million shares were traded off exchange. That results in an average daily trading volume of approximately 32,000 shares. Turning to page 21, NBPE has an active capital return policy, which we are pleased to see has become the standard for others across our industry. Under our capital return policy, the board has indicated the company's intention to, for each half-year period, return 50% of our net realized increase in NAV to our shareholders. And we will accomplish this by way of share repurchases, dividends, or such other means as the directors consider most efficient. Since launching our capital return policy, NBPE has repurchased about 1.8 million shares, which has been accretive to NAV per share by about 14 cents. To date, NBPE has been using share repurchases to return capital to shareholders. However, as NBPE's exposure to direct yielding investments increases, and the plan that John described, we believe that this regular and predictable income stream, which we would expect to develop from that sort of investment portfolio, that'll increase our flexibility, allowing the company to potentially pay regular dividends out of income. The directors will, however, continue to focus on this issue and determine which actions are most appropriate for our shareholders among the various ways that we can implement the capital return policy. You can see the progress on our ZDP shares on page 22. You can see that the ZDP shares have continued to trade well and are currently trading at a meaningful 12.4% premium. The GRY, based on the current market price of the ZDPs, is approximately 4.9%. So in summary, we'd just like to point out that we believe that NBPE offers a compelling investment opportunity. NBPE has an experienced investment manager with a strong long-term track record, a high-quality private equity portfolio, increasing allocations to direct and yield-oriented investments, a strong capital position, and a capital return policy to benefit our shareholders. So with that, I'd like to open it up to any questions that you may have.
If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. That is star, then the number one if you would like to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from Lana Bill Calvert with UBS.
Good morning, gentlemen. Has there been any conversations with the Lehman estate with respect to their significant holding?
Thank you for that. As you know, the Lehman estate owns right around 15 million shares of the company. They've been holding those, of course, since the original IPO and shortly thereafter. We have a very good working relationship with the Lehman estate. We're frequently in discussions with them on multiple different topics, very good working relationship with them, very constructive. They obviously have an obligation to maximize value for the creditors of Lehman, but also to do that, they have a time period in which to do that. So they're not in a position to be forced to do anything at any particular point in time. Obviously, what decisions they take on their holding are their decisions, not ours. What we will say, though, is that, NBPE is interested in any actions being taken to be done in the interests of all shareholders, and NBPE will take whatever actions are appropriate, to maximize value for all shareholders and maximize the interests of all shareholders.
Thanks.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from line of Ann Scholar with Oriel Securities.
Right, good morning. I was wondering if you could just talk about the $50 million commitment to the healthcare credit investment program and what sort of target returns you're looking for in that new portfolio.
Sure. Thank you, Ian. You can see that we've done multiple transactions, as John mentioned, as part of, in that sector. And we'd originally been doing some things more opportunistically, for NBPE in that space, and believe it's going to be a good long-term investment prospect, which is a reason for having a more formal commitment to a program as opposed to just doing individual transactions. You could see historically what the return profile has been. You could see that back on page 17 of the presentation, what the individual terms were that some of those securities went out at. I will say, though, that we expect the returns to be focused more on the higher levels here, kind of the mid to high teens, more than the low teens ones on a going forward basis.
Thank you.
The important point we like about that as well, though, is that our belief is that those are less likely to be correlated to the overall macroeconomic environment than traditional corporate credit would be. So we think there's a diversification benefit to having those in the portfolio as well.
Thanks.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one. Your next question comes from one of Michael Stern with Merriam Capital Management.
Hi there, Peter and John. Thanks for hosting the call. I had a question also about the yield-oriented investments. So you have a $200 million commitment to general yield investments, the $50 million to healthcare specifically. You've got 21% already in credit-related funds. I'm trying to get a sense for when all of this put together crosses the 50% mark. I see that you want to get the 250 allocated within 2 years, but I think you'll cross 250 before it's all allocated because of the money already in credit funds. Can you provide some guidance on when you hit that threshold?
Sure. I think one thing to clarify, the $200 million that we talked about is the co-investment program. That's an equity co-investment program. So that, think of that as that's direct, but it's equity, not yield. Okay.
So that's
an important distinction. The healthcare is clearly yield oriented, and as John mentioned, we'll be looking to increase more of the corporate. Think of it more as the corporate credit and things like mezzanine, that type of thing. And that would be, as John said, our expectation would be within 2 years is when we cross the threshold on the directs versus the funds. So that's a separate question from the equity versus the credit, right? But we'd expect to have the directs versus funds, that line being crossing 50% within a two-year period. We would expect the overall portfolio to remain majority equity, but with a meaningful portion of credit and yield-oriented investments. If you think about, though, our yield-oriented investments that we have today are predominantly in the distressed funds. Most of those distressed funds are fairly far along in their investment cycle, and the way those are set up is that once their investment recycling period ends, they tend to go and produce a fair amount of cash. Some of them have had their recycling periods end already. Others are ending within sort of the next 12 months. And so what you'd expect to see is a normalized environment, and obviously it's highly market dependent, is the distressed funds would be going then and producing a fair amount of cash. And then the thought process would be that we could then be using that capital as well as other capital that the company has for deploying more into the direct yielding investments. From that perspective. So anything you want to add on that?
No, I think that's exactly right.
Thanks.
There are no further questions at this time.
Well, great. Well, if there aren't any other questions, we thank you all very much for your time and attention. And as always, please feel free to contact John or me directly with any additional questions you may have or that may come up. And thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may now disconnect.